It is November the 4th, 15 games, one croaky voice. I'm going to do my best to get through all of these. We're not even going to do injuries. We're just going to jump straight into the games. This is the Monday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball. Find Old Man Squad, which we are a part of, at Old Man Squad on Twitter. We are on YouTube, X, Twitter, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere, anywhere. Please like and subscribe. As I said, 15 games. I was tossing up whether to do this, but I want to keep my streak alive. I think I've done one every day for the last, I don't know, it's been a while. So I thought I'd do one. It's probably not going to be as enthusiastic as it normally is, feeling like crap at the moment. But, yeah, no show tomorrow. So I do – well, actually, no, scratch that. I am going to try and do a show tomorrow. I'm going to call it the post-game show, even though there's no games. Really just to look at injuries, though, for the next night, because there's a lot of games on Wednesday as well. And it is voting day tomorrow. So for anyone in the US, I know it's late at night, go and vote. I'm still surprised it's not compulsory over there, to be honest. We have to vote here or we get fined. So maybe we're the weird ones. I don't know. But, yeah, go and vote. All right, let's jump into the games. All right, a ton of them to talk about. I'm not going to go over injuries separate because every team played, so we can just talk about them within the games themselves. Good luck with your streaming today, or who was active, who was on the bench. I sent out a tweet, got a lot of responses. Some common themes about people that were benched and people that weren't, and who was good, who wasn't. It was a rough day. So let's get into the first one. The Bucks and the Cavs. The Bucks, they get a win. Nice. Cavs get a loss. 116-114. Oh, no. Why did I think that? I don't know why I thought that. Cavs did win. I don't know. Anyway, I'm too sick to care for the Bucks. Damian Lillard, who one of my opponents had today, fortunately he went off. 36 points, 7 assists, no defensive stuff, so that was good. A good game from him. Giannis did not play today. I think this is just sort of a thing that we're going to encounter from time to time. He will miss games here and there. Bobby Portis, as he usually does when Giannis sits, he had a really strong game here, 21 and 18 with 3 blocks. Yeah, he's rostered in most leagues anyway, whether I think he should be or not. I know he is. So nothing to do here. That we know that he plays really well. Hopefully you had him in your active lineup. Taurean Prince, as I said, I had streamed him and held him. He wasn't active today, and now I'm happy to move on from him. Although in saying that, it's going to be pretty hard to stream as well on Wednesday. So, feel free to drop an ad and that sort of thing, but whether you can activate those guys is up to you. AJ Green, he popped for 21 points off the bench. Not really interested, not doing anything there. On to the Cleveland side. Mobley, look, this was fine. Not his best, 17 and 5, 3 blocks. But still chugging along nicely this season. Jarrett Allen had 14 and 15. Darius Garland stepped up, 39 points, 8 assists, probably his best game of the year, and he does seem to be having more strong performances now. So hopefully for his sake and for manager's sake, he's rounding into some nice form. And we know that outside of the big four here, we aren't really targeting anyone other than potentially Sam Merrill while Caris LeVert is out for three-pointers. And, George Niang to a less degree, but actually, no, don't stream George Niang. The Warriors And the Wizards, the Warriors welcome back Steph Curry. They get the win 125 to 112. Curry, yeah, look, pretty limited here, although the minutes were limited for everyone. It was a fairly comfortable victory. Steph had 24.6 assists in his 24 minutes. He looks just fine. Andrew Wiggins did play. He was questionable, but he played, although hopefully that didn't mean that you activated him because only 5 points. Buddy Hield continues to be the best shooter in the world. The 20 points in his 28 minutes. The sell high remains pretty wide open here. If you can get a top 50, top 60 player for him, I would do it. Jonathan Kuminga, 15 points, 25 minutes. It's enough to be held, but my confidence certainly isn't as high as it was early in the season or even before the season. And we know what these guys do. Gary Payton did nothing. Draymond Green, fine if you want to roster him. He had 18 points. The scoring is very patchy, though. Pajemski, who we were reasonably high on, and John asks here, would you rather drop Huerter or Pajemski? I think Huerter's role is probably safer, as we saw here. We saw Pajemski only get 13 minutes, and Steve Kerr isn't afraid to play around with his rotations, where I think Huerter is probably a bit safer. His minutes will go up a little bit, but he typically starts and does play decent minutes. So I don't know. It might be Pajemski. I don't think either of them are real difference makers here, so I don't think you're going to drop one. Chances are you'll drop one, and then that guy will go off or something. But yeah, I don't see either of them being sort of long term, difference makers in standard leagues or anything like that. Onto the Washington side, Bilal Coulibaly cooled off a little bit. A lot of people probably would have started him today because he's been playing really well. We hold him. He's been good. Kyshawn George, he started, had 20 points, 4 assists, 6 rebounds, a steal. I think he needs to be rostered, I think, while Kuzma's out. Thanks, Noah. Good. You were watching. I didn't watch this game because I hate Golden State. I watched the highlights. Pods left with an illness. Actually, I probably did know that because I was doing the injury report. I still think it might be Pods that I drop. In standard leagues, I don't think either of them need to be rostered. Alex Saar, he's blocking shots, so he's doing what we need him to do. So is Jordan Poole, apparently. 24 points, 3 assists, 3 steals, 4 blocks. He just continues rolling along at first-round value. So it's fun. I've got him on a few teams, and it is fun, but it's going to cool off at some point. But in saying that, his shooting is not astronomical. 8 of 20, 2 of 10 from 3. So he's just doing defensive stuff. I think he's still probably leading the league in steals, which I don't think he's going to stick. But it's a weird world we live in. Bub Carrington had 16 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds. He also should be rostered. And Valanciunas, 16 and 12 off the bench with 7 assists. Valanciunas, I think, needs to be rostered. He only needs 22, 23 minutes to sort of flirt with a double-double. So I think there's enough value there for him. On to the next one, the Lakers and the Pistons. The Pistons get back-to-back victories. Lakers look slow in this one. They just didn't look ready to go. Anthony Davis, he was good. No defense, but 37, 9, and 4. He's been really good. Rui Hachimura has cooled off a bit, but the minutes are still there. So I am still going to say that he is a borderline hold. Anyone that's getting 35 minutes has to at least be considered. And no one on the bench there. So, yeah, we don't need to talk about the Lakers at all, really, for Detroit. Pretty balanced performance. Jaden Ivey, he was one of the more common players that I saw people had on the bench tonight, and he had 26 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a block. That was bad luck if you had him on the bench. Like I said, balanced. Jalen Duren had 11 and 14 with a steal and a block, so that's a couple of good games for him. Tobias Harris, 15-7 with a steal and a block. Tim Hardaway, he's on a little bit of a heater. You pick him up, stream him for threes, and then when he cools off, you drop him. And then it will probably be Malik Beasley's turn to step up. Boston and Atlanta, fairly comfortable victory again for Boston. We're going to get a lot of this season. Still no Jaylen Brown, so Nemeas Kater started alongside Al Horford. Horford did his stuff, some defense, two steals, two blocks, 9 points, five rebounds. He's very up and down, but still worth holding. Kater is not. I think this was more of a spot start. Pritchard is, obviously, he had 18, 3, and 4 off the bench again, but we don't really need to cover a lot for Boston. For Atlanta, Trae Young was terrible. He was my worst start of the day, I think, and only 23 minutes. He is, well, I don't think they've updated his status for the next game, but he did leave. Or was unable to return with due to a rib sprain is what they're calling it apparently. So keep an eye on your on that injury report for Wednesday. You don't want to have him active if he's not going to play. But this was a bit of a blowout. So the minutes were down for the starters here. Clint Capella had 2 points. I think you can probably drop him. I know he's starting, but yeah, I think I'm okay with dropping him. Okongwu, much better here, 18-10 with two steals in his 23 minutes. Hopefully he can just work through this toe issue that he's got going. But I would certainly much rather Okongwu over Capella. And Risa Shea had 15, 3 and 2. That's enough. It's not exciting, but that's enough. Right. Next game. Memphis. And Brooklyn. Brooklyn get the win, 106-104. This one was close the whole way. I don't know why I did, but I watched quite a lot of this one. Maybe I was watching Zach Edey. He had the best game of his career easily, 25-12 with four blocks in 29 minutes. A lot of encouraging signs here. The points, obviously, we know that he's going to be super efficient, 11-12. So that's good. Good to see him being efficient. And taking shots. The rebounds are nice because he had been down a little bit in that category. The four blocks, obviously, that's why we drafted him. So career high four blocks there. But we need to put all this into perspective. It was against Brooklyn and it was against Nick Claxton, who, he's a fine defender, but they also had no backup. So it was a favorable matchup, but to see him make the most of that opportunity was really good. Aldama, if you started him, probably not ideal. 9, 6, and 5, and we know that he's just a stream, long-term stream, let's call him, until they get some bodies back on the floor. Scottie Pippen, we're still holding him. Jake LaRavia, probably not. And Jalen Wells, I've got him in the league, and as I said, Wednesday there's a lot of games, so you're probably not going to have him active anyway. So maybe you just hold on to him and see how he goes. And if he has another bad game, move on. Over to Brooklyn. Ben Simmons did not play on the second night of a back-to-back as expected. Nick Claxton, I said he played 27 minutes. He did start. So I'm assuming we're just rolling with him as the starter now. And we'll see what happens when Simmons comes back, whether Simmons starts or whether Finney-Smith starts. One of those two will be coming off the bench. Cam Johnson had another good night offensively, 20 points on 8 of 11 shooting. Cam Thomas did not, 13 points on 6 of 17. You just have to move on with Thomas here. We know this is what he's going to do, so you just have to accept it, move on. Schroeder, a nice bounce back game, 20-6. And Jalen Wilson, I mean, he's looked pretty good, but yeah, I don't think there's a consistent enough role for him because Zaire Williams had some good games there. You really just don't know, and Ben Simmons will come back as well. On to the most boring game of the day, Sacramento and Miami. It's hard to watch Miami, honestly. It was close. I did watch the end of it because it was close. Sacramento get up 111-110. over Miami. Keon Ellis got the start, got three steals. That's what you use him for. You stream him in for steals, and he got you three here. Although, again, you probably didn't have him active. De'Aaron Fox, a really nice game. Sabonis left very early in the game with a facial injury, but was able to come back pretty quickly. So no real concerns there. Look, they're usual suspects here. Malik Monk, 12 points and basically nothing else. As I say, I think both he and Herder are probably just in that stream category discussion now. Miami, Jovic, we're not rostering Jovic. Bam coming off a really nice game. Sort of offensively, he went back a little bit here to what he'd been doing early in the season, but the seven defensive stats, three steals, four blocks, very nice indeed for Bam. And Terry Rozier, look, he's cooled a little bit as well after a nice start to the season. He had 10, 5, and 4 in his 30 minutes. And I would just be keeping an eye on Pel Larson. He's just creeping up in the rotation. He had 25 minutes here, 13 points, a steal, 2 assists. So, yeah, just monitor him. We don't need to add him. But, it is curious to see what they're doing with him. Okay, Utah and Chicago. Utah get a win, or Chicago get a loss. I don't know who we want to talk about more. Utah win 135 to 126. Utah just wanted this more, to be honest. They looked pretty engaged. Keontae George had easily his best game of the season and arguably the best game of his career. He had a couple of nice games last year, but 33 points, 9 assists, a steal and a block, 8 threes, 11 of 13 from the line. 6 threes, not 8. Very good. I need to check one of my lineups because I know I was looking at him because I had Sexton active and I thought, no, I should actually have Keontae active. I have them both and I don't know whether I made the switch. But in saying that, Sexton was okay as well. He had 24 and 5. We're holding him. He has been a bit rough, but this was a good performance. Walker Kessler, 12 and 16 with 3 blocks. Filipowski, he's starting, but he's not playing enough to be rostered. And John Collins, he could be another guy that was benched in more than one league. I think he had 28 points, 13 rebounds, a block. Markkanen did not play. He was close. I would probably expect him back for their next game. Based on how close he was and the fact that he talked about coming back in this on this road trip. Over to the Bulls. Ayo Dosunmu. I've been talking him up as a borderline hold because I thought 30 minutes was sort of where he needed to get to and that he was only one injury away. I benched him. LaVine was ruled out. So, of course, Dosunmu started, had 25 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists and a block. Hold him, but if LaVine is back the next game, feel free to move on. Patrick Williams, nothing to see here. Nikola Vucevic, he's putting together a really good season. Maybe he saw our draft boards and saw how late he was going. He had 23, 10 and 6 with 3 blocks and a steal. Cruising along. Look, if you can trade him for a top 30 guy, I probably would, but I doubt you can. Kobe White, nice. Josh Giddey, fine. Talen Horton-Tucker playing 28 minutes is a thing, but we're not doing anything with it, of course. Chicago are not a very good rebounding team, despite the fact, they've got Vooch. Vooch is a decent rebounder, but outside of him, when Patrick Williams is your power forward and Dosunmu is your small forward, like there's no rebounding there at all. So, yes, they are not a good rebounding team. The Knicks and the Rockets. The Rockets get up in this one 109 to 107 for the Knicks. The starters were good. The bench was not. That's basically the story of their season. Anunoby, nice. 21 points, 5 threes. Steal, 2 blocks. This is exactly why you drafted him. So hopefully he can keep this up. He's looked pretty good the last couple of games. Brunson looking a little bit better as well. And the bench, hopefully, I really hope you didn't start Miles McBride tonight. 0 points on 0 of 9 shooting in 26 minutes. Hopefully he wasn't started, unless you had really deep starting lineups and very small bench. Hopefully McBride was on the bench in a lot of leagues. Over to Houston. Şengün, nice bounce back game for him. Finally, 25 and 14, 5 assists, 4 blocks. Good to see, because he'd been struggling a bit. Fred VanVleet as well, who had been on the coldest shooting streak of all time. He had 19 points on 8 of 14. That buy low window is probably closed, or closing. Let's say it's not closed, but closing. We don't really need to talk about the starters, though. I mean, Dylan Brooks, 13 points, but don't roster him. Amen Thompson and Tari Eason are who we want to talk about here. Now, forgetting production aside, the minutes are encouraging. Amen Thompson played 33. Tari Eason played 25. So I think if they're both getting to 25, they should be rostered. Amen had 12 and 9 with a steal. Tari Eason obviously was never going to do what he did in that last game, but 7 and 5 with an assist and a block. I think if they're hitting 25 minutes and they're basically sort of running this heavy 7-man rotation and then just getting Reed Shepherd, Stephen Adams and Landale when he's there in to play sort of 10 to 12 minutes, then I think Thompson and Eason both have to be rostered. Charlotte and Minnesota. Charlotte are starting to look pretty bad. 114 to 93. They're only 2 wins so far for Charlotte. They're not looking very good. I know they are basically without a center at the moment. So hopefully they get Mark Williams back. We sort of heard a week late last week, so maybe he comes back late this week. I don't know. Taj Gibson started, so that tells you everything you need to know about their center rotation at the moment. Brandon Miller played, wasn't great, but the fact he played is a good sign. Minutes were down here, but it was just not a good game. So really just toss this box score out the window. Miles Bridges, not good again, but you just have to hope he turns it around. There's no point trying to trade him or anything at the moment, and I certainly wouldn't drop him. So I'm not really going to talk about Charlotte. And then for Minnesota, likewise, the minutes are down. The bench guys stepped up. Rudy Gobert played through an ankle injury, had 8 and 8 with a block. So that's fine. But the minutes are down, as I said. It's the fact he played, that's good, but it's not an exciting line. We don't need Jaden McDaniels. DiVincenzo, the better fantasy performance here, if you compare him to Mike Conley, which we are doing in most games, played more minutes, but the result had a lot to do with that. And Naz Reid had 25 points, 9 rebounds, a steal and a block off the bench. And obviously a must roster player as well. Orlando and OKC. It must have been yesterday. I said Orlando looking pretty rough. They lose by 16, 102-86. They at least showed some fight in this one, but they just really look, I don't know, they struggle offensively without Paolo there. Franz had a good game. He had 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals in his 34 minutes. But, I mean, De Silva, he's not getting it done. Caldwell Pope, we know that his offense is basically corner threes and nothing else. Suggs, he was better in this one, 19-6-6 with a block. But, yeah, Badadze, he's not an offensive center. He played quite well, 11-9 with a steal and a block. And as long as Wendell Carter is out, which sounds like it's going to be a few games at least, I think Badadze and Wagner are probably both should be on the radar to be that. I think they'll alternate who starts based on the matchup. I think it was Goga here because they were up against Chet. So Yeah, but I think both can be rostered. Anthony Black, I dropped him this morning, and I do not regret it at all. Jonathan Isaac, 11 minutes. Now, I did see a question. Where is it? Okay, here. Question from Nick. Drop Jonathan Isaac for Kyshawn George. Yes. I don't need to explain. Kyshawn George is just playing a lot more, and he's doing more stuff. And Isaac, I don't know whether we ever see him get to 20-plus minutes. Who knows? They just, they're so hesitant with him. For the Thunder, Jalen Williams started this one red hot. He ends up with 23 points, 3 steals, a block. Lou Dort, 2 steals, I guess, get it done. But, yeah, we talk about him not being a must-roster player, and this is why. Chet Holmgren only needed to play 21 minutes. He had 14 and 9 with 2 blocks. Kayson Wallace started. They continue to cycle through that fifth starter. Wallace, I think, can be streamed for steals, although he had 0 steals here. Much like Alex Caruso can be streamed for steals, he had 1. And Isaiah Joe can be streamed for threes. He had 3 of those. Portland and New Orleans. Rough night for the Pelicans again. No Zion. I mean, you'll see when we get to their box score there. Their starting lineup is wacky. For the Blazers, though, Temani Kamara, I keep talking him up. He keeps backing me up. So 16, 5, and 4, steal and a block, has to be rostered. Denny Avdia, only 21 minutes. Not sure if he got injured. Don't know if anyone knows whether he got injured. Pop it in the chat if he did, or whether, or whether the minutes were just down here. Scoot. Oh, I'm a bit worried. The minutes are down. They gave Banton 12 minutes here. And we remember back to the end of last year, and Banton was, I mean, he won leagues for some people with what he did down the stretch. He had 20 points in 12 minutes. I'm not saying they're going to go away from Scoot and go lean into Banton more. This was hot hand. Let's go. We're winning. But Scoot certainly hasn't had the role I thought he would. I wasn't sure he'd start, but I thought he'd be 30 minutes plus every night, and that's not happening. So, a little bit concerning there. For Donovan Klingon, 3 blocks in his 16 minutes. He is just a blocks streamer. And here we go. Look at this lineup. New Orleans. So their starting lineup tonight was Jose Alvarado, Brandon Boston, Brandon Ingram, Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, and Yves Missi. So what, one of their starting, usual starting five, Brandon Ingram, and he was good. He had 27, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. But we don't talk about him. We talk about all these other guys. Yves Missi, I did say I think he's worth a look. I still think he probably is. 27 minutes is nice. He didn't do anything tonight, but if you've missed out on sort of some of those block guys in your draft and you just need to stream someone in, he's worth a look. Alvarado should be rostered at the moment. We know that. Brandon Boston, interesting. I've talked about him a couple of times, and I said in deep leagues, keep an eye on him. Look, we don't know what their injury report's going to look like for the next game, but if Boston's going to start, they seem to like him. It's only going to be short term, we know that, but 37 minutes, he had 20 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, 2 threes. He flashed this very, very small amounts when he was with the Clippers, and I like him. I think I have him in 2 dynasty leagues maybe. So unexpected production to be sure, but I like to see it. Other people to stream, not really. Javonte Green, I guess, at a stretch. Jalen Noel, we know he can score when he's given minutes, you'd have to be pretty desperate, I think. Pacers and the Mavericks. Pacers get the win, 134-127, high scoring, no surprise there for the Pacers. Siakam, solid again, hitting his free throws. That's what I like to see. Mathurin, look, if he could settle in this range, I think we'd be okay. 16 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. But he tends to just be, he'll have like a 30-point game, then a 5-point game. So if he can settle in this range, I think that's good. Turner, with no center, no backup center. He played 33 minutes, had 30 and 11. Tyrese Halliburton, much better here, 25 and 12 with two steals, 3 of 6 from the line. I don't know what's going on there. We don't need Nembhard. Toppin, maybe, if just because he's playing as that backup center, he's probably worth a look in deeper leagues unless they trade for a center. And TJ McConnell, if you, well, you probably didn't stream him in because we had 15 games, but he can be streamed, although tonight was not a good night for him in those categories. For the Mavericks, Klay Thompson, just a three-point streamer, I think. For me here, Derek Lively was a late scratch, and I missed that one and had him active in one of my... So there, maybe he was my worst active player tonight because he didn't even play. And Dan Gafford only played 15 minutes. Luka, good game for him, 34, 15, 7. Kyrie was good. As my cat goes off. PJ doing PJ things, not scoring well tonight, but 11 rebounds, 3 blocks. He just gives you a different thing every night. So you hold him. Najee Marshall popped for 20 points off the bench in his 33 minutes. This was sort of I guess, going a bit small, playing a bit of PJ Washington at center. So some wacky lineups here. But, yeah, I'd need to see this a few more times from Najee Marshall before adding him anywhere. Toronto and Denver. Denver narrowly. They're getting good at these narrow victories this year. 121-119 for the Raptors. Grady Dick was someone that I think a lot of people benched tonight as well. But he went off again. 26 points, 5 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Huge sell high if you can, but I doubt you can. So just enjoy it. Quickly you'll be back at some point. I don't know when. They haven't really given an update. They keep listing him as doubtful and then ruling him out. So once we get a questionable tag, that means he's probably close, but no indication yet. 24 and 11 with 3 steals for Jakob Poeltl. Poor shooting night for RJ, only 16 points on 5 of 21, but 10 assists. Those assist numbers have been interesting. He's had two double-digit assist games. Agbaji doing just enough to be rostered. Jonathan Mobo, I'm not really interested in him. I know he's been hyped up a little bit, but I'm not into him at all. For the Nuggets, I did play Westbrook tonight, so pretty happy about that. And that was because, why was that? It might have been because Zion was ruled out, I think. So 21 points for Russ, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, 8 of 10 from the line, pretty good. 6 of 10 from the field, pretty good. So could be the best game we get all season, but I had him active, so that was a good thing. Aaron Gordon only played 4 minutes. He left with an injury, 3 points. So if you had him active, that's rough as well. But with him down, with Jamal Murray out, we had 29 minutes of Peyton Watson. So one of the guys that we would love to see get more minutes. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. If Gordon is out for their next game, Jamal Murray is going to miss a couple of games, it sounds like. I would look at Watson and I would look at Strouther as well. He had 13 points, 2 steals and a block in 26 minutes. Oh, we're getting there. Philly and Phoenix. Paul George returned. Philly still lost. It was close, 118-116. For the Sixers, Paul George had 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, steal. Minutes are good, though, 32 minutes. Coming off that injury, that's a really good sign. Drummond, we're holding him, I suppose. But, yeah. 8 points, 15 minutes. If you want to move on and just stream someone to get rebounds, I think you'd be fine doing that. As we thought, with George back, Kelly Oubre took a step back. He had 11 points, 2 steals are nice, but he will become a drop, fairly certain about that. On to Phoenix. Nurkic finally did something, 15 and 15, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block. We saw him do this last year, so hopefully he didn't drop him. I think it's going to be a bit up and down, but he looked better in this one. Royce O'Neal, after a a poor game in the last one. I think, look, he redeemed himself a bit here. I still don't think he's must roster, but he did have 18 and 5 with a steal and a block. So he's borderline, but not must roster. Grayson Allen had 2 threes in his 24 minutes. That's really all he is this season, is a three-point streamer. And the last game of the night, the Spurs and the Clippers. Clippers get the win 113 to 104. Jeremy Sochan, I know I activated him in a couple of leagues. He left early with an injury, thumb injury, I believe. 4 points, 3 rebounds, a steal. That's rough. Don't go and drop him, obviously. Wemby, 24 points, 13 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, and a lazy 9 blocks. So, yeah, we were worried about him. Remember that, like a week ago? Sort of comment, where are we? Yes, Gino, if Wemby fixes his shooting, yeah, that's right. And, I mean, we weren't expecting him to be a 50, 55% shooter. He probably is going to be high 40s, so 46, 47 maybe. Because he shoots threes and because he's basically their only offensive threat. So he does draw a lot of attention. But, pretty happy with what he was able to do here. And as for the other guys, Keldon Johnson, we know he's a points guy and only got 10 of them here. Chris Paul, 14 and 10. He's settling in nicely into his new role. Champagne, he does this from time to time. He'll go off for a 20-point game and then do nothing. So a streamer only. Possibly. Does the Sochan injury benefit Castle with Keldon moving into the starting lineup? I don't think we've got word on the injury in terms of whether this is going to cause him to miss any time. It could. And if it does, I guess it's Keldon that they move in there. But him and Barnes together it's bad. Defensively, it's terrible. Wemby could get 20 blocks in the next game. We'll see. I don't really have an option, though. I'm just looking through their roster there. I was going to say, would there be a world where Castle starts and they maybe move Champagne up to the three? I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. Look, in theory, it could mean more minutes. I don't know what the role's going to be. Castle did have 11 points in his 20 minutes. Yeah, look, worth a look. But as I've said a few times, there are so many games on Wednesday that you're probably not going to be able to stream. So just keep an eye on their rotation. And if it does look like, if we get word that maybe Sochan's going to miss a week and Castle plays 26 minutes, sure, give him a look. On to the Clippers. Derek Jones, a little bit better in this one, but I still think he's borderline. He had 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a block. If you want to, but they went with Amir Coffey here, who was shooting the ball really well. He had 21 points in his 26 minutes. We don't need to go chasing after Coffey or Chris Dunn or Kevin Porter. These guys are just going to share those minutes around every night. Norm Powell, 3 steals, 23 points. He's rolling along nicely, as is Zubats. Harden, not his best game. Just a little bit passive offensively, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 3 blocks. So, yeah, numbers are still there, but, I'd like to see him taking a few more shots. Let's stop the sharing and let's just have a look at there was a question. Here we go. Do we think the injuries get to a point where they push Isaac regardless of the risk? I don't think so. I think they would just play young guys ahead of him. They just don't seem willing to push him at all, no matter what. So, yeah, I really, based on what we've seen, I really don't see a world where he gets to enough minutes that he has to be rostered. I could be wrong, but, yeah, I'd see him sort of, as I said, topping out at probably 20. He only played 11 or something tonight. So, watching along, 2 live shows. Yes, look, I am doing it. Well, I'm not hosting it, but Maddie G will be hosting the crossover tonight, which we'll be doing in a few hours if my voice holds out, which I hope it does. And on that note, I am going to end the show. No games tomorrow, but I might try and do a show just to talk about injuries. We should have a pretty hefty injury report to go through for the next night. So it might only be a short show, but maybe take some questions, that sort of thing. But that will do, I think, for today's show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.